4. That's 1-800-894-3144.
Valvoline Motor Oil has all the engine protection you'd ever need in a 50% recycled oil designed specially for today's hotter running engines. Finally, performance meets environment.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
That you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles or screaming memes?
No.
Oh, come on, man. You don't got no lady fingers, fuzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doo-dahs, or crap flappers?
Crap flappers.
What the heck is that?
Joe Dirt.
I'll be rich.
Joe Dirt?
Yes.
I love Joe Dirt.
Gold us at my feet.
You got a new term.
Maybe for crap flappers.
Woman's rear end.
One, two, three, four. I'm preparing, as you notice. You wonder what I'm doing here as you look at me make notes. I'm like a school teacher. I am preparing to make sure CBAC, CBACC. Hang on. CBA. Okay, ready to go?
Yes.
Ready to go. Well, I'm sorry, but I want to be thorough.
Check.
I want to be thorough. I am armed and prepared today to find out how smart. See, the advantage in giving out the questions is that I don't have to look stupid. You two are the ones that have to look really stupid.
Not a far
These
trip.
Are fifth grade level questions about this country. Exactly. Yeah. Trust me. When I read through them, I thought, man, I'm glad I'm not taking it. I'm glad I'm giving it because I'd miss over half of these. These are questions about this country. First of all, happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. Try not to blow any fingers off with firecrackers or do anything
crap
stupid.
Crap flappers.
Yeah, crap flappers. Or do anything stupid like last year when we read the story about the guy that put the Roman candle in his rectum. Not a good idea.
Him.
Yeah, well, damn near killed. Not a good idea.
Well, there was this city, I don't think it was 4th of July, it was recently where the whole display went
the
up
hole.
In like one. Well, not the whole, but the entire display blew up right at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
I can't remember what city that was in, but
I remember San Diego.
Yeah. It was quite a yes, it was
San Diego.
It was quite a.
It was a huge display.
Yes,
all at once
for about 5 seconds. It was quite a show.
It was the finale at the start and the beginning. At the start and the end.
I think it was huge.
It was.
Yeah. How about that I remembered at San Diego? Every once in a while, I'm amazed at my mind, and then other times I go, I'm losing my mind. I've got Alzheimer's. I can't remember anything, but I remember that was San Diego.
I used to shoot fireworks for the company that actually...
We know you put them out of business.
Did Sunset, the, yeah, right?
Sunset Fireworks. They did the Riverfront and all the other
Are they
displays.
Still in business?
You know, I don't know if they are or not. I think they are in some capacity.
Well, you worked there, right?
Yeah, I did.
You're out of business then. See, we need to put on our Facebook page a list of all the businesses you've put out of business by working there.
Yeah, okay. Sambo's.
Yeah.
Of course, you can still dial into Sunny 101. Oh, that's right. They're not on the air anymore.
Sunny 101. My goodness.
Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's July 3rd. It's Independence Day Eve, we could call it. And I have, and listen, folks, if you, even though you can't participate, I guess you could, but we don't have any prizes to give away. And I think if people, you know, play a game, they want prizes. We don't have any prizes.
Mm-hmm.
Our prize closet is all but empty. But you'll learn, and we all should be, interested in bettering ourselves and making ourselves smarter. So that if you meet a girl or a guy and you strike up a conversation, hey, how do you ever know? Maybe he or she's a history teacher. And the impression that you make that night, that first night, could be based on what you're going to learn here today.
Mm-hmm.
She might say, you know, I think our third president was the worst. And then you, boom, throw out the name. Can you know who it is? She might mention Mount Rushmore. He might mention Mount Rushmore. Where is that? Well, you know, you'd be able to say. So I would stay tuned if I were you for the whole 3 hours. You're going to learn a lot about this country.
It's in Rushmore, Missouri, right?
That's exactly right, Dan. It's in Rushmore, Missouri.
Oh. Mount Rushmore. Trying to get bonus points with the teacher already.
Oh, yeah. So before we get into that, and then we have some bumper music that's kind of patriotic music. Our big show that we do every year is the Veterans Day show, where we dedicate the whole 3 hours to pretty much playing things that make you, force you to think about our veterans. But do we have any Burke segment stuff? Going once?
No, I don't.
This is 2 days in a row.
I know.
Hang on, let me get the grade book.
Oh, boy.
Wow, you guys are... It's not looking good. At the end of the semester, you're going to have some splaining to do. So we don't have to close it because we didn't open it. It's a holiday that I'm not a barbecuer. I know that most of the country, the perception is the guy gets out and barbecues. You know who does our barbecuing when we do it? My wife, because she certainly doesn't use the kitchen. So I figured...
Really? She's the grill master.
Yeah. Huh? She puts the stuff on the grill twice a year. I don't even know why we have a grill. So I don't do that. Fireworks, that ended for me when I didn't have kids anymore. And every time I did it, I was holding my breath. I think Dan probably knows this feeling, hoping you don't catch something on fire.
Oh, yeah.
You try to act cool with your kids. Okay, kids, Dad's here. You know, everything's going to be okay. And then as soon as you see one not quite fizzle out over near dry grass, you're hoping. And we've caught two fires. We've caught things on fire.
Get the hose.
And one was a significant-sized piece of property at Lake of the Ozarks, and it took three fire trucks to put it out.
Oh,
I mean, it was embarrassing.
Oh, man, you guys really went off.
Oh, man, it was my son and a friend's son, and they separated from the group and took their own little fireworks and decided to have a little bottle rocket contest. And next thing we know, we look over, and there's a big orange glow, and this big piece of property is on fire.
Hey, where are the boys?
Yeah, I mean, and we call the fire. Boy, the three trucks came out. And then, of course, there's the, who are the parents? And I go, that guy. They're all his kids.
Yeah, boy,
mine.
We lucked out as kids, the stupid stuff we did. I mean,
oh,
bottle rocket
think
fights.
About it.
Yeah. I mean, we used to, you know, you get a big old gross of bottle rockets, and we'd take, you know, just to stand in a square of four, and you'd hold the stick in your hand, you'd wait till the fuse went down to just about ready to take off, and then you kind of like throw it horizontal in the air and try to get it to just
shoot. You got to have pretty good timing.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You gotta know when it's going to...
Sometimes it surprises you with a quick fuse and go, whoa, it'd almost blow off in your hand, so
yeah.
Don't do that, kid.
You ever have a cracker go off in your hand?
Close,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was a bottle rocket, but yeah, it went off close.
I had a Black Cat firecracker go up, man. I'll tell you what. And the thing is,
it's so loud too.
And I had shot several of them, so I thought I had it down. How long, you know? Then throw, man. I lit one, and it was like, like a half second, and it just exploded.
Yeah.
And I don't know what causes that. The fuse was the same length. I guess the amount of powder on it. But, man, did that hurt.
We used to use wiffle ball bats because the handle had a little hole in it on the very end of it.
For bottle rockets?
Yes. Yeah. You just pop the stick right down in the hole, and then you'd hold
good
it out almost like a sword.
Like a rifle.
We did that, too. And then you have bottle rocket fights.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what... Yeah.
Don't do that, kids.
No.
I think I shot all my bottle rockets out of Coke bottles like you're supposed to. It's a bottle rocket. It's not a wiffle ball bat rocket.
The Whistlers were a little more expensive.
There was a name for those down south.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I know.
The Paula Deen name.
They had them here.
The Paula Deen name chasers.
Yes.
That's what they called them. And isn't that the thing that went...
Yeah.
And it just kind of went wild. And
they went all over the place.
Well, that's what would happen if you broke the stick off a bottle rocket and just threw it on the ground. It would just take off.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And that's a scary deal, too, when you have those Whistlers. And, you know, you put it in the driveway and you think, oh, it's safe. It's asphalt. And then and it goes off in the neighbor's yard or something. I mean, it just goes wherever it wants.
Or it flies in someone's garage.
Now, here's one I didn't get. I never did get that. Did you ever have those, you light it? And it's a snake or something. It coils.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the point of that thing? It doesn't make a noise. It, what is it?
I think it's for like the first kid's firework where you can light it on the ground.
You light it, and
it's a little. It looks like a little mini hockey puck, and you set it on the concrete,
and it turns into like burnt dog dude.
Right, and you light the end of it, and it just starts expanding up. It's a bunch of chalk or whatever,
and it makes the sidewalk black.
Black, yeah.
Now, if you're going to do sparklers, you got to do the giant sparklers.
Yes, those are the best.
Those little girly sparklers, standard-sized sparklers, nah. Get that three-foot-long sparkler.
And it goes through different...
colors.
Yeah, different things. And then at the very end, it does that little popping where it's all exploding.
If you're going to do... And you talk about dangerous. The sparkler wire...
Oh, those old ones? Yeah. I don't know how everybody doesn't have just long scars on their arms from
those
things.
Not only that, inevitably, a couple of those things would be left in the yard. Then spring, here comes a lawnmower, and it slings this metal rod. shrapnel at people.
The ones that were dangerous, too, they were in a box. It was like a little box, and it has all these little red missiles on the very end. And I don't know what those are called, but... almost every time one of those would come out sideways. And very dangerous.
I get kids think it's really fun. And
once you're an adult, though, it can kind of loses its...
It does. And here's the other thing. It's kind of like going to watch fireworks displays. I mean, if you've seen five of them, you've seen enough. It's the same. The people that go, though, act like they've never...
I'm like that. I get a kick out of fireworks.
Well, you would. That does not surprise me. You're like a little kid. But I'd love to go to see one that's going to really wow me because I think I've seen about the best of the best. What are you going to do now? Now what do you got for me? Because I've seen fireworks that made literally an American flag hanging up in the air. You ever see that stuff?
Yeah.
Where they turn into a picture or something. That's pretty wild. I don't know. When it's dry... Or you're in the wrong place. And people don't seem to care. If it's this thing about it's illegal in this county, but nobody cares. They just shoot them anyway.
Yeah.
And the fact that they sell them in the counties where it's not legal is even weird.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense. Why don't you make it illegal to sell them in the counties where you don't want them shot?
They want those taxes, I guess.
Sends a mixed message. Let's see. What else did I want to... There's a photo that's going around, and I don't know if you guys have gotten it, have had it emailed to you or not. It's supposed to be a photo of Trayvon Martin that they don't show you, and he's tattooed, and he looks like a gangster or a prisoner or a convict or something. Have you seen this picture?
No.
I don't think that's Trayvon Martin, and I've had four or five listeners send me that picture, and then I went to Snopes, and I did some snooping around. I don't think that's his picture, and I think people are... wrongly sending around the country this thug-like picture saying, here's the real Trayvon Martin. I don't think that's Trayvon Martin. So stop doing that unless you know it's really his picture. It's not fair. And then before we break, I'll get your take on this because I don't get this. Just like I don't get a lot of things about the law or about... Why in Florida, first of all, are there six jurors? I heard yesterday they said, and as you know, in Florida, there are six jurors. Why? Everywhere else
I don't
12.
Know. That's
what is
weird.
That about?
I don't get that.
Yeah. So it seemed to me like you'd have a better shot either way. The more people, you know, the more diversity and the more... Yeah, I don't know. So here's what I don't get. And we've all seen or heard this 100 times. There's a guy on the stand, I think, yesterday named Chris Serino. He was the lead investigator, and he questioned one of the first people to question George Zimmerman. So he gets on the stand yesterday, and he's a pretty credible guy. I mean, he's got a good track record. And they asked him if he believed that what Zimmerman told him was true, if he was truthful. And he gave his entire testimony. He was on the stand for a while, and he essentially said all that time that he had no doubt that Mr. Zimmerman was being truthful, that what he said was... So essentially saying, I believe the guy acted in self-defense. Now, after all that is said in the courtroom, the judge tells the jury to disregard it.
What?
Now, how do you do that? How do you get that out of your head if you're in the jury? How's that possible? And I've seen that before where they go, when I ask the jury to disregard that testimony. And why do you wait till he's finished? And I'm not talking about 2 minutes on the stand. I'm talking about an entire testimony that went on for several minutes about how he was convinced that everything he said, that it was consistent, he didn't change his story, he believed he was telling the truth. That's pretty powerful. Then to say, I'd like to ask you to disregard.
Yeah, forget what you just heard.
I'm not capable of that. It'd be like if I'm on the jury and somebody's on the witness stand and they say, well, you know, I saw it with my own eyes. I was 5 feet away. I saw him pull out a gun. They described the gun, say exactly how he shot him, what he said after he shot him and walked away. I'm thinking, man, there you go. There it is. And the judge goes, disregard that. I mean, how do you do that? How do you, when you go into the room to deliberate, how do you get that out of your head? That's got to play. It has to still be effective for the defense. Even though the judge says disregard it, what guarantee does the judge have that that's not still in your head? Does that make sense?
I don't
get that. So that thing plays on. It looks like it's about to wrap up, though. They're saying the prosecution may rest here in the next day or two.
I don't think the prosecutors had a very good...
It has not gone nearly as well, I don't think, for them as they thought it would. They say that the only real great shot they've got is today or tomorrow. They may put Trayvon Martin's mom on the stand. But if I'm a juror, it's his mother. What do you think she's going to say?
Yeah,
that was my son yelling for help. He was a good boy. That was him. I heard that recording, and that was, there's no doubt, that was my son yelling for help. When the experts have said, there's no way to tell who that was on that recording.
And didn't he have a history of being in trouble?
Of being a bad boy. Yeah. You bet he did. We talked about this before. I don't see why you should disallow or not allow to be brought into this case somebody's history, because a history of somebody helps paint a picture of what they're capable of.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
He'd been suspended
twice from school. He was a dope smoker. He had been involved in some burglary tools. On his Facebook page, he had something about a gun. They took all that down. They won't allow any of that. I don't know. It seems to me that if you're on a trial for child molestation and there's a video out there somewhere where you're on camera saying, man, I'd love to get my hands on a 4-year-old, well, then the defense is going to say, Your Honor, I don't want to allow that because that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And it was just a fantasy, and it was just, no. Any guy that says, man, I'd sure like to hook up with a 4-year-old, is a sick bastard, and we need to know that he's that sick, because it would certainly play some part in whether I think he's capable of doing this or not.
So yeah, there's a similar case like that. I don't know what state it's in, but there's this 18-year-old. He was playing this online game, and some of the people, I guess it's one of those games where you interact with people, and one of the other players called him crazy or something. And so he posted online and then on a Facebook page, oh, yeah, I'm crazy. I'm so crazy that I may go in a kindergarten and kill all the kids and pull out their beating hearts and eat them while they're still alive.
Oh, that's normal.
And he's in jail. He's been in jail since March. And, you know, the kid said, it was just a joke.
What are you charged with? Why is he in jail? What was the charge?
For the threat, I guess. For the online threat.
You can go to jail for just saying that?
Yes. Yeah, saying that online. He's been in jail since March, and he's still in there. And some people are trying to say he shouldn't still be in there. It was a dumb thing he said, and he didn't really mean it.
I got to tell you, I don't know that the guy should go to jail for saying he didn't do anything except say something really stupid and put
Texas,
up a big red flag for the future.
Yeah.
If something down the road happens, I think it's okay to go back and, oh, wait a minute, look. Like if he went in a kindergarten, for example, and wiped out some kids. I think it's kind of important that, oh, look, he said he was going to do that. That should be admissible. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to take some calls. It is Wednesday, which means, Dan, as far as you know, Dr. Doug's going to join us?
As far as I know, yes.
And we haven't heard otherwise, so he'll join us, and you can ask him about your...
His trip keeps getting pushed back, that one to Africa. He said they
pushed
back.
Tells me he's been disinvited. Maybe they heard the show.
Oh, boy.
You know, the sales of little doggy shoes are way, way up out west. All those western states were so hot. You don't want to take your dog or out
walking. Oh, I guess that makes sense.
On pavement that'll fry an egg. That pavement's like 140, 150 degrees. And a lot of these pets, they're house pets. They're not used to that. It'll scorch their feet. So they're selling these little booties and stuff like crazy. Let's talk about some furniture. Let's talk about the number one furniture store name in the country, and that's Ashley. And we have six of them in the St. Louis area. And that's not me calling them number one. That's Furniture Today magazine, one of the absolute most reputable industry publications out there, well-recognized, well-respected, and they listed 100 of the top furniture store names in the country. And number one of the 100 was Ashley. Now that's including all the stores in the country that participate in Ashley's national sales that they have. So if those stores are considered to be in that number one, imagine how great the stores in the St. Louis area are, because in addition to having all the same lineup of furniture and the same store layout and the same kind of people to wait on you, we have a situation in St. Louis where the owners decided a long time ago, we're not playing the sale game. Let's just put the furniture at the prices we figure they would be if we had put them on sale, and that'll be what our prices are all the time. Hey, it's worked for a long time for Walmart. I think one of the keys to Walmart's success is that always low prices, that everyday low price thing. They don't have to say, when's the last time you saw a Walmart sale? It's just kind of every day. Things are priced low, and it works. And I think this works obviously well for Ashley. I think people get tired of the game. Playing the game. Well, let me go back and see if we can mark that down. Or, you know, if you don't buy it this week, our sale ends Saturday. Well, guess what? A week later, there'll be another sale under another name. They'll disguise it as something else, and they'll mark it down again. So why not just keep them that way all the time? That's what they do at Ashley. They also started a really neat charity in St. Louis called A Hope to Dream. And they deliver, the Ashley Furniture folks deliver new beds and sheets and pillows and bedspreads to kids who have never had a decent bed. And that's a good thing. Mattresses, lamps, you name it. What do you need? What does your house need? It's probably at Ashley, and they're beautiful stores. And the idea that you don't have to wonder, oh, if I had waited, I could have bought it on sale. Enough of that stuff. Ashley Furniture Home Sales. On the Illinois side, you have Edwardsville and Shiloh. This side, you have South County, West County, Florissant, and O'Fallon, Missouri. Ashley Furniture Home Stores.
And we're going to get a look and see how traffic looks moving into this holiday weekend, Tim.
Well, at least it's starting off better than it did yesterday afternoon, that's for sure. We've got it's pretty busy now on southbound 270 from about the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. It looks like people are jamming to get out of town on westbound 70. You're approaching 270 to the Blanchet Bridge. Heavy again as you make your way towards 370 at Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Downtown northbound 55, you're slow parked to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 64, a little bit heavy, Hampton through McCausland. We do have a report of an accident that is on southbound 55 near Route 4 over near Staunton, Illinois. Also on downtown, if you're traveling northbound on 55, you cannot get off in Memorial because of the BP Fair or the Fair St. Louis things that are going on this weekend. This traffic report brought to you by Sonic. Sonic's Summer Pretzel Dog is a delicious twist on a summer classic. They took a premium hot dog and put it in a soft pretzel bun. Top yours with melty cheese sauce and bacon or yellow mustard. Try one, dog. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
During the 4th of July holiday, most of us get to enjoy backyard barbecues, pool parties, family gatherings, and fireworks.
Things we take for granted because of the men and women who make our freedom possible.
Our United States military. Take this time to acknowledge all members of our armed forces and thank them.
Because their unwavering strength and determination allows all of us to live the American way.
We want you to join all of us at KTRS in saying thank you.
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 And happy birthday, America.
If you're in the market for a motorhome, you will not believe how luxurious and affordable they have become. These are not your grandfather's Winnebagos. St. Louis RV has the largest selection of new and pre-owned motorhomes in Missouri. We are located at I-70 at Bryan Road, exit 216, O'Fallon, Missouri. 314-743-3939. We carry all the top name brands like Newmar, Fleetwood, Thor, Forest River, Winnebago, and Tiffin. We also buy RVs. We will educate you first and sell you second. Financing rates as low as 2.99 for up to 20 years. Our service department works on all makes and models, minor and major repairs. Call for an appointment today, 314-743-3939. We look forward to earning your business and helping you find the motorhome of your dreams. Give us a call, 314-743-3939 or stlrv.net.
Can I help you?
I was wondering if your company does solar.
Solar?
Solar, as in getting energy from the sun.
Oh, sure, we do solar.
So tell me about your qualifications.
Well, we're always willing to try anything.
I should have gone to G2 Power.
Don't trust your solar installation to out-of-towners, wannabes, hobbyists, or the kid down the street. Call the local pros at G2 Power. Online at G2Power.com. They have 8 years of experience in the Midwest, and because they're local, they stand behind their products and service what they sell and install. G2 Power is known for honesty, integrity, efficiency, and careful cleanup after the job is done. The sunshine is free, but utility costs are going up, so now's a good time to go solar to save some serious cash. And G2 Power won't send some pushy guy to take your money, then run for the border.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
For solar power and solar water heaters, call locally owned and operated G2 Power at 314-839-1609. That's 314-839-1609. Or go to g2power.com.
K-Baby at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois. You know how sometimes you get a song in your head? Usually when you're trying to fall asleep at night, you have all these thoughts and then a song just pops into your head. Same song in the morning, in the shower, you're humming, or in my case, God forbid, singing it. My friend Janie calls it an earworm. This has been happening to me. I don't even like this song, never bought the album, and yet I know all the words. Well, I say enough, done with it. Wouldn't you sleep better if you had reliability, comfort, safety, and yes, a little fun? I know this is a stretch, but three words, buy a Honda. Have a new song, one you love to sing, a song you like. You'll learn the words eventually. Consumer Reports' top three recommendations are Honda Accord, Honda CR-V, and Honda Odyssey. Meyer Honda has rates as low as 0.9 for 60 months. Meyer Honda, have a new song. Meyer Honda, your gateway Honda dealer, MeyerHonda.com.
What is the pool life? Is it a place in the sun, a state of mind, a vision of relaxing poolside summer perfection? It's all this and more. What is the pool life? Is it days filled with warm sun and cool water? Is it a refreshing new idea? Is it an oasis in the desert of pool maintenance confusion? It's all this and more. Pool Life is a comprehensive collection of quality pool care products and systems. The ultimate combination of high performance and low hassle, Pool Life gives your pool a brilliant clean like you've never seen. And it's only at fine professional pool dealers like Mr. B's Pool Centers in St. Peter's and Afton. Give your pool the life it deserves. Give yourself a break from more complicated, less effective systems. Give yourself permission to live the pool life. Visit your authorized Pool Life dealer today. Mr. B's Pool Centers, with two locations to serve you in St. Peter's or Afton. Go to mrbspools.com. Mr. B's Pool Centers, where your family fun is our family business.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. I don't remember liking homework in school or around the house. My friends at Allen Roofing and Siding would love doing your homework. Roofing, siding, gutters, and well, more homework. They've got the formula for success. The best products plus quality workmanship equals satisfied customers. Call Allen Roofing and Siding, 636-391-1117 in Missouri, 618-343-1117 in Illinois, or visit them online at aroofing.net. I'm sure you'll give them straight A's.
Hey, Tom, I've got bugs.
Ooh, try this Ortho Home Defense. It's a great deal, and the bugs should stop bugging you.
Nice.
Stop by now through Monday to save on items like Ortho Home Defense with Comfort Wand for just $6.99 after $6 of instant savings with your Ace Rewards card. At Ace, the helpful place. Limit 2. Available from July 3rd through 8th at participating stores. See store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is Dr. Michael Jones. Listen to my show, Eye on Health, Saturdays from 5 p.m. to 6 to find out about healthcare, health insurance, and medical technology. That's Saturdays 5 to 6 on the Big 550.
My Uncle Sam, a rough riding, fighting Yankee.
Nice start.
That's weird.
I love mom and apple pie and the freedoms that we all enjoy.
Frankie, Johnny
across
Cash.
This beautiful land.
The real America.
I worked hard and I'd fight hard.
Notice I didn't call him American hero. He's not a hero.
And I'll die a whole lot harder if it comes to where I have to.
Well, you know what? We forget. He had some really great songs about America.
Yeah, this is him with Marty Robbins.
Oh, crank it up. I love Marty Robbins.
When I see old glory waving, I think of all the brave men who have fought and died for what is right and wrong. And when I see old glory burning,
you won't hear this just anywhere.
And I could do some fighting of my own.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, Marty. Marty Robbins. Wow. I have probably five Marty Robbins songs in my iPod. Who can tell me the breakout song for Marty Robbins that made him a star? You'll know it.
I know. I can't remember it.
And the funny thing is, it's not really the country kind of song that he did a lot of later. A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all dressed up for the dance. It's a white sport coat.
Wow.
Not really a country.
Never heard of that.
Thank you so much, everybody. Yeah.
And then,
of course, his big, giant monster hit, Out on the West Texas Street at the town of El Paso. Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with an Indian man. You remember that song?
Oh, yeah. What's
one
the name?
Night a while and under the turn, how does the West Texas wind?
What's the name? I know that one. What's
El Paso.
It's just called El Paso.
It's just called El Paso, yeah. Felina was the girlfriend's name. Let me do this, and then we're going to take some calls, and then we're going to do some little American USA trivia things. This won't take but a minute. For all of you who this weekend decide to overdo it and are tossing the baseball around or playing a little whatever you're playing, even if it's softball, wiffle ball, whatever, and then, ooh, man, that shoulder or that knee, back or neck, you've known it's acted up before. You haven't done anything about it. Maybe you just need some good physical therapy. And do I have three great places for you under one name? Associated Physicians Group. They see people every day, lots of people every day, who some of them go knowing they can probably avoid surgery. They already know that. Others have been told and convinced that the only way was surgery, and they're thrilled to find out that's not the case. And in many cases, that's what happens. You can avoid the surgery. You just have to be in the hands of the right people. And that's the people at Associated Physicians Group. APG, I remember that because I think of it as all pain gone. They're in the physical therapy and pain management business. And they have three clinics, O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, and Edwardsville, Illinois. Don't worry, the day they open one in Missouri, I'll be the first to let you know. I'm looking forward to that, too. You watch athletes, and you wonder how they can be injured, and then in almost no time, they're back at it. They have the best of the best when it comes to pain management and physical therapy. And that's what they have at Associated Physicians Group, under the direction of Dr. William Tom. He's the medical director. He's an MD, and buddy, does he have some impressive credentials. So, lower back, disc problems, sciatica, neck pain, whiplash, shoulder pain, elbow, knee pain, arthritis, carpal tunnel, headaches, migraines. You get the idea. Associated Physicians Group. I can't tell you how often you'll have to go in, once a week, twice a week. That depends on you and how serious the problem is and what sort of regimen they put you on to get you back where you want to be. APGPain.com. We have some calls, I see. Let's take those, and then we'll play and see how stupid we are about this country. Holly, is this our Holly?
Yes, Frank.
Holly?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I had an experience this past weekend, and that I guess I've enjoyed talking to you guys a little bit here lately, and I wanted to share it. I know I kind of bring something a little different into perspective.
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say most of our audience are lesbian ex-convicts. I think you fit the profile of the average listener.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm getting ready to speak, not really against my people, but just a little bit, I don't get it type thing.
Now, when you say my people, do you mean ex-cons or the gay community?
Today, let's do the gay community.
Okay, the LBGT or whatever they call it. Our G, what is it?
LGBT.
LGBT. Yeah. I can't ever get that right. So what is it you want to say?
Well, and one thing that maybe, even if there are some listening, I would think that maybe they would agree with me on something. I went to the, my girlfriend actually pretty much insisted, and it was my first time, that we go to the Gay Pride Festival parade. And I'm just not into it, really. I mean, and I know that sounds hypocritical, but...
No, it doesn't at all. We talked about this. You don't relate to what they project.
Right. And basically what happened, and maybe I'm kind of reiterating a little bit of what I said before, but with an open mind, I went. And it was, I've been to Mardi Gras one time also. I'm kind of a country girl. I don't really get out and do the crazy stuff that often.
Yeah.
But I kind of was almost constantly just in awe of the way that, you know, that thing that's going on is making the news. It's supposed to raise awareness for our rights as far as, you know, if you want to get married or different things, whatever. A lot of people disagree with it. I think there's a lot of people that don't necessarily disagree with it. Well, there probably is religiously. But the people that don't really have religious beliefs, you know, that are hardcore against that, they probably just disagree with it because of the way we portray ourselves.
Thank you. I couldn't agree with you more.
The people that are out there and they are being so flamboyant, girls or boys.
But isn't it mostly the men who are flamboyant? I seem to see more. What's the equivalent of a drag queen? What would that be in a lesbian community? Tell me what the flamboyant lesbians do.
Dressing up like guys, maybe?
Yeah, they make themselves look like guys.
I have seen that happen one time. And I will tell you, even though I'm kind of a little bit old school and a little bit country, I do love the drag shows. Because them drag queens, the men that dress up like women.
Yeah.
I usually tell them you're the first man I was ever attracted to because they end up looking good and they're funny, you know, and they basically kind of make fun of us, you know. But what I saw in that parade, and not even the parade, but just basically going out and hanging out, I had a good time because I could, you know, of course I have an open mind because of I'm one of them, I guess. I hate to say that even, but it seems like especially the boys, they feel like they got to walk on stilts with just in their underwear.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the thing is that we fight, it seems like if I'm going to jump on the bandwagon and fight so hard for equal rights for lesbians and gay people or whatever, I'm not going to jump behind in the line with the guy that's walking on stilts in his underwear.
Yeah, don't portray yourself as a freak.
Yeah,
part of a freak show.
And I'm from a very small town, and I would bet that the majority of the people that I actually am pretty good friends with from the different places that I go and hang out probably are totally against gays or whatever, but they love me.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of respect for me, and it's because I don't do that. You know, in the way that I feel, I want to feel normal. I don't want to feel like, hey, look at me, and I'm not normal.
Now that's a wonderful way to put it. No, that's a wonderful way to put it. You don't want to stand out as something weird. And these people do.
And what do you think that Channel 2 News or Channel 4 News or whatever, it was a big event. And I'm actually, St. Louis is kind of, from what I've looked up and kind of seen, it's in the top three of the most gayest city in the United States.
Well, that surprises me.
Really?
That surprises me.
Check it out. But I'm not a big researcher. I'm not a big internetter. I did. Somebody pointed it out to me, and I saw it. But at the same time, I know how that goes.
Don't
check
we have...
it out. But it's a big deal. And it was a huge, huge, and they were talking about it even, turnout for the parade. I missed the parade, but I was there for the festivities afterwards. There was a lot of people there that were respectful, and they were people I could relate with and hang out with.
Dan, what was your question?
I was going to say, don't we have one of the biggest gay pride festivals and parades and stuff in the country?
Yes.
One of the biggest.
That really surprises me.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm not a researcher. Dan, you get on that, okay?
Okay, thanks, Holly.
Hey, Holly, before you get away, after the holiday, this holiday weekend's over, I told you we're going to call you and have you come in and chat with us for a little bit. Tell me how old you are again.
I'm 36, actually.
You ever have sex with a man?
Yes.
How was that?
How about we share the interesting details for if I
can
come in? How about that?
See, I like that. Teaser. I like that. Now she's got. Yeah, that's good.
I mean,
good.
We got to save something.
No,
for
we'll have plenty.
In there, right?
We'll have plenty. I look forward to it, Holly. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Well, one more thing. I just want to say one more thing.
Sure.
I just want to say that the clips that everybody's maybe seen on the news, because they're going to show the most craziest clips they can find about that parade and about the festivities and everything else. I had a good time. I did. But I guarantee that it was just like any other situation, that the worst of the worst is what was shown. And I wish we didn't have to feel that we had to portray ourselves like that in order to get attention.
All right. Well said. Well
said. All right. I'll let you go. Get a hold of me. And
we'll call you. Don't worry. We'll call you.
All right,
Holly. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
I like her.
Yeah.
I like her. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to having her come in. Well, one more quick one here. Dan's been holding for a while. Hello, Dan. How are you?
No, not you.
No, not you. The guy on the phone.
Hi, everybody. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you, Dan.
Hey, Frank, two quick things. First of all, I would like to thank all the veterans out there for everything they have done for us. And if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you on the phone right now, so I like to thank them personally.
Okay.
From the bottom of my heart.
All right.
The second thing is, Frank, you know, I know he's in the building. Tom Brokaw has really, really been irritating me with his voice. He has one of them voices that irritates you after listening to him for a little while.
Mm.
I was just wondering what would happen if he came up on the Untouchables talking to Mr. Sean Connery. What would Sean Connery say to him face to face?
Well, we'll look into that. Maybe we can get him to do that for us.
I saw Tom Brokaw last night. He was on like Fox Sports Midwest or something, talking about baseball and doing it. Was like a baseball documentary.
He's one of those guys who's supposed to retire and he can't stand it.
No, he can't retire.
Go away. You know, go away and retire. Get a boat.
He seems like his voice has gotten.
It's gotten worse.
Yeah,
it's the slurring.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, thank you for the call.
He hung up.
In fact, real quickly, I just got word. Hang on a second.
What?
You sure? Wait, hold on. You sure?
What?
Oh, he is. He's on the satellite line right now, Tom Brokaw.
Really?
Let's just check in with him real quick, see if it sounds like he's slurring more.
That's Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News.
Hey, Tom. Frank Opinion. How
are
you doing?
Frank. How are you doing?
Good. A lot of people are saying that in your older years now, you always had a little bit of a speech problem, but it's getting, some say, worse. How do you feel?
I don't hear it. You know, I don't hear any of it. I don't know what they're talking about.
I don't hear it either. Pion, do you hear it?
No, I don't hear it.
I can't hear it.
No.
I think it's jealousy.
Great.
Jealousy.
It probably is.
Thanks for being with us.
Probably Brian Williams starting this crap again.
It could be Brian Williams. Yeah, we'll get back to you later. Thanks, Tom.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow night.
I was waiting for it, too.
I'm broke on NBC Nightly News.
Well, that's enough. Okay.
Thank
see you tomorrow night.
No, we got it.
Okay. North American Solar.
I love that company.
Turn Tom's mic off, will
you? Turn this thing off.
Yeah. Okay. That's off now. North American Solar. North-or-hyphen, whichever you want to call it, americansolar.com. Here's in its simplest form, here's what this is about. It's about you buying solar panels, but you only pay a fraction of what they cost. Not because they're on sale, because somebody else is picking up that tab. But not for long, not forever. And that somebody else would be the electric company, Ameren, in the case of most of the people we're talking to, and the government, tax credit. So you don't even pay half the price of the solar, more like a fourth for the solar panels. Okay, so then they get installed. And then you start noticing your electric bill is a fraction of what it used to be, half, third of what it used to be. And then you have an appraiser at some point come out and appraise your home, and you look at the appraisal and you go, wait a minute, that's a lot more than our home appraised for last time. Yes, that's right, because when a house has solar panels, well, think about it. If you're going to buy a house and they go, hey, it's got solar panels, and they show you the electric bills, you're going to think, wow, this is a great little extra that we're getting with this house. So there are lots of advantages, and then even more for commercial purchasers of solar panels. You need to look into this, folks. There's a car dealership in town that listens to this show, and I know for a fact, because I I got word from North American Solar that they've got an electric bill of about $5,000 every month. They'd like to do something about that, and they're going to do it with these solar panels from North American Solar. You could do it for your home or your business. You just need to contact them and let them come out and then show you the numbers as they apply to your home or business. North American Solar, 636-349-3300 or north-americansolar.com.
All right, it's time to see if there's any fireworks on the highway right now in traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we do have one incident. It's on eastbound 6440 near Timberlake Manor. Emergency vehicles are on the scene. You have two left, or the left lane is closed now. So traffic backing up into Chesterfield Valley coming up the hill. Now, westbound 64, you're already slow from approaching Hampton through McCausland, again from Lindbergh through Maryville Center, and some slow pockets out towards the Boone Bridge. Jamming up pretty heavy now on westbound 70 from approaching 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. And on eastbound 270, look for your slowdown to start just a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. This 4th of July holiday, celebrate independence from paying too much for car insurance. Call 888-ALLSTATE, visit allstate.com, or talk to an Allstate agent about all the ways they can help you save today. Are you in good hands? From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you've been thinking about new hardwood floors in your home, I'd like to suggest Mercier Hardwood Flooring. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 70 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. And Mercier is one of the finest hardwood floors made in North America. Nothing can make your home more beautiful than a new Mercier hardwood floor. And for a limited time, we'll give you your choice of solid oak or maple, plus your choice of 2 1/4 or 3 1/4 inch width, and your choice of 5 gorgeous pre-finished colors. For an incredible $8.99 per square foot installed by Union Craftsman. That's oak or maple, plus your choice of 2 1/4 or 3 1/4 widths, and your choice of 5 great pre-finished colors for just $8.99 a square foot, installed by our own Union expert craftsman. Mercier Hardwood Floors, the finest floor made in North America. But hurry, it's for a limited time in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Egyptian military is out in full force around Cairo now that President Mohamed Morsi has been removed from power. The crowds are still packed into Tahrir Square. The BBC's been